In our discussions past couple of days, we quoted the tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elf Lecha Shlomo, Chelek Yeradeh, Simen Reishon and Zayin. We cited it in the context of the question as to whether there is anything problematic with reading literature authored by authors who are themselves found to have been problematic, Rishoyim, criminals, etc. But the tshuva that we said from Shlomo Kluger was a fascinating one because it deals with reading the works of Moshe Mendelssohn. And as I was speaking yesterday with one of our chaverim as to where exactly Moshe Mendelssohn himself stood in the annals of Jewish history, I was reminded of an observation my grandfather once made to me, where he cited to me the Tzava'a of the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer writes, and I'll quote the phrase as I found it cited as well in Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Tes Simen Kuf Beis. The Chassam Sofer wrote, Ubesifre Ramad, Reb Moshe Dessauer, Al Tish L'Chuyad, don't touch the books of Ramad. So our grandfather noted how interesting that even when the Chassam Sofer is warning his children don't read his works, he refers to him with the Reish, Reb Moshe Dessauer, Moshe of Dessau, of Germany, which already indicates there was a certain almost ambivalence, if you will, and in that there was a recognition that he himself might have been an Orthodox, an observant Jew in his own personal lifestyle, and yet in the very same phrase in which the Chassam Sofer uses the Reish to acknowledge Reb Moshe of Dessauer, he tells his children, don't touch his books. If you want a little bit more of a contemporary assessment of that ambivalence, there's a fascinating essay written by Menachem Butler and Dr. Zev Elif that you can find published online on the Lehrer House website, where Menachem Butler cites, of all places, an article in the Jewish Observer way back when, written by, of all people, the individual who later became the Director of Public Affairs of the Agudas Yisrael, Rabbi Avi Shafrin, an immensely talented writer and thinker, and expositor of Agudas Yisrael perspectives. And the article, apparently, although I didn't see the original, was one in which Avi Shafrin argued that perhaps we should revisit our assumptions as to what kind of individual this Moshe Mendelssohn was. And again, I see the essay inside, but he apparently highlighted the fact that he was, on the one hand, an observant Jew, while on the other hand, obviously, one who had perspectives and opinions that were found to be very, very objectionable. And Menachem Butler writes that the reaction to the Jewish Observer was fast and furious, and the number of letters that poured in protest to the magazine for publishing such an article, again, without having seen the essay, I can't comment on what it said specifically, but the reaction was harsh, and the Jewish Observer was forced to offer an apology and publish an essay written by the Novominsker Rebbe Zatzal, in which he too acknowledged that Moshe Mendelssohn was an observant Jew in his own personal lifestyle, but at the same time was thoroughly German in culture. So again, you see this very interesting tension, if you will, in terms of how to perceive of and speak about this individual who, understandably, on one hand, personal lifestyle, Orthodox, but on the other hand, his opinions, his perspectives, his ashkafos were found to be extremely troubling and disturbing by many Gedolei Torah of that time and later. And so I found this tshuva from Kluger to be very fascinating in that he, as I mentioned yesterday, was responding to a question posed to him by the members of a certain kahila, where there was a group of men who formed a study group to study the chiburim, the compositions of Rav Moshe Dessauer. And here as well, Shlomo Kluger uses the Reb title. And others in the kahila got angry. They seized those writings and they burned them. And they asked Shlomo Kluger, who's right? So first, Shlomo Kluger writes, he says, you know, burning the books was perhaps a bit excessive. He writes, "Umnam hasreifa haya efshar lemosar al pihadin." Maybe that was a little overboard. But he says, I don't fault them because Chazal say that, look what happened when Moshe got angry. Moshe Rabbeinu himself got angry. And Balach al-Kas, Balach al-Tos. So these individuals, says Rav Shlomo Kluger also, they got angry and therefore they went a little bit too far to the extreme in their reaction. But he says, with regard to the question itself, he says the following. He says, you know, Chazal tell us in many places, Puk Chazi my Amadavar. Go see what the general perception is out there, what people assume, what people say. And Chazal say that, Im Einan Nevi'im Heim, B'nei Nevi'im Heim. And here he writes, V'cheven derov ha'olam omrim olav kein, v'ada kein hu. There's a certain assessment out there in the streets of the individual. Presumably it's true, writes Rav Shlomo Kluger. Actually, v'ada kein hu, not presumably, definitely, he says it's true. He says, V'cheven derov ha'olam aranin acharav, v'ada kein hu. If most people have these complaints against him, he says, certainly that's the case. He then addresses a very fascinating bit of tension here. He says, what do you mean? People claim he's the Talmud of the Gaon, the Karban Ha'eda, one of the commentaries on the Yerushalmi. He's the Talmud of Yaakov Emdin. So that, says Shlomo Kluger, doesn't impress me. He says, we find Achia HaShiloni had a Talmud who became Yerovim ben Avot. Antigonus Eshtocho had Talmidim Tzadok and Baisus, who were obviously the forerunners of the Tzeduki and Baisusi movements. He says, even in our times, he writes, the Gaon, the Nodi Behuda, says Rav Shlomo Kluger. He says, there are many Rishayim who were at one point in time his Talmidim. So he says, I'm not impressed by the fact that he was the Talmud of a Gadol B'Yisrael. And so he then adds the following. He says, and again, I'm showing you from a Kluger's perspective. So I'm just reading you the Teshuva. So if you choose to express a different perspective, that's certainly fine, quoting what he writes. He says the following. He says, Tsuru, who are the Talmidim who are Oskim b'chiburav? Don't take it personally, but he writes, Mahema Talmidav v'kola Oskim b'chiburav, kulam resha'im v'kol shoga b'chiburav lo yachkam. Okay, so that was his assessment. Again, I'm not looking to offend anybody, just quoting you what the quote is, what he says in this tshuva here. I'm reminded of a little anecdote shared with us by my Jewish history professor, one of them at YU, Rabbi Jacob Reiner, Zichrono Levracha, Rabbi Dr. Jacob Reiner, who was the Talmud of Shiras Torah Vadas, and when we were learning in his modern Jewish history class, the era of Moses Mendelssohn, so he told us, I remember when I was a youngster learning in Torah Vadas, and I was reading the beer of Moshe Mendelssohn on Chumash, and my Rebbe walked over and says, what is that? Mendelssohn's beer, let me see that. And he took it and never returned it. So that was his recollection of his days in Yeshiva and Torvadas of the perspective of his Rebbeim to the Chumash with Moshe Mendelssohn's beer. So Shlomo Kluger writes the following. He says, and then he concedes. He says, on the one hand, I haven't seen a Yarei Shemayim and Ish Yashar learning his works. All Yarei Shemayim run from his works. Then he adds, he says, Ani lo yanti b'dvarav me'olam. I never read his works. I don't know Shemetz Psul b'dvarav. I don't know of any objectionable content in his works. He says, but what I do know as Zeyadati, Kihera Lasos, he committed wrong Asher Tirgame Tanakh Aloshan Deitch in translating the Tanakh into German. Now you'll tell me one second, Rav Hirsch also translated Tanakh into German. Right, like he certainly explains it, translated into German. That happened later, that's true. But that was after Shlomo Kluger was writing this Tshuva. Shlomo Kluger is faulting Moshe Mendelssohn for translating Tanakh into German. He says, Behine Chota Vehechti Sarabim, because that led, he says, to the Mispachas Hayeshana in Hamburg. That led to this old problem in Hamburg where they're davening in German. So he blames that on Moses Mendelssohn's translation of the Chumash is German. He says, Chet HaRabim Tolibo. It's all his fault. And aside from that, he says, translating the Chumash into German, isn't that one of the reasons we fast the Sarbat Teves? Because of Talmei HaMelech forcing the Jews to translate the Gemara into into the Torah into Greek. So he therefore faults Moshe Mendelssohn for the translation of the Torah into German, and he assumes that that was what led to the davening in Hamburg in German. Very fascinating perspective. There's more to add, but we're short on time, so we'll have to conclude here for this evening. Perhaps some more to see in future opportunities.